Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today for the 2015 annual results presentation of Ping An. I'm Yao Jun, Company Secretary and Chief Legal Officer of Ping An. Mr. Jin Chaoyang, Secretary of the Board of Ping An, is at the Shanghai venue. We are honored to co-host the investor and analyst luncheon today. Now, let us introduce our management team members who are attending today's presentation. In Hong Kong, we have Dr. Peter Ma, Chairman and CEO. Mr. Jason Yao, CFO. Mr. Li Yuanqiang, Chief Insurance Business Officer. Ms. Jessica Tan, Chief Operation Officer and Chief Information Officer. Mr. Jin Chaoyang will now introduce the management team joining us from Shanghai.
Thank you, Mr. Yao Jun.
Now, please allow me to introduce the management team joining us from Shanghai. In Shanghai, we have Mr. Sun Jianyi, Group Vice Chairman and Chairman of Ping An Bank. Mr. Alex Ren, President. Mr. Timothy Chen, Chief Investment Officer. Mr. Shao Ting, President of Ping An Bank. Today's results presentation will begin with the opening remarks by Dr. Ma, followed by a presentation of the 2015 annual results by our management team. After that, we will open the floor for questions. Now let's welcome Dr. Ma. Dr. Ma, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, dear friends, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us today for 2015 annual results presentation of Ping An. 2015 saw Ping An continue its years of robust growth. We have maintained our steady and rapid growth since we became public. In the past 11 years, we have maintained our steady, rapid, and robust growth. Well, just now when we were outside, we were talking to one of our friends, and he asked if we could summarize Ping An's business results with a few simple words. I answered, "Well, we have four cities to describe our 2015 business results. The first six is the over 6 trillion total assets. Well, in our balance sheet, we have 5 trillion assets, but we also have 1 extra trillion worth of third-party assets under management. The second six is our over 619.9 billion revenue, year-on-year growth of 34%. The third six is our 65.1 billion consolidated profit. Profit attributable to the parent shareholders was 64.2 billion. The former number grew by 36% year-on-year, and the second number grew by 38% year-on-year. If we look back into the past 10 years, well, our asset compound growth rate has been at about 30.2%, and profit compound growth rate has been about 38.8%. In 2015, we maintained our robust growth momentum. The fourth six is our over 68 billion tax paid. Grew by 40%, about 40% year-on-year. In 2015, the three core finance business lines of insurance, banking, and investment all achieved above-market growth. We have also seen significant results in our internet finance business. Now we have over 242 million cumulative online users with much higher activity. Now we also have over 100 million online app users. We are confident that in 2016, we will continue to see rapid growth of our online user base. Ping An's innovative business lines, including Lufax, Ping An, Good Doctor, health insurance, one account, financial one account, and other open internet services platforms have come into shape. This marks the beginning of Ping An's internet finance 3.0. Here, I'd like to give my sincere thanks to all shareholders for your continuing trust and support in Ping An, and also your support, all investors' support to Ping An. Now, I will hand over to our management team to give you more details on our 2015 business results. Let me first of all, hand over to Alex Ren, who is in Shanghai.
Thank you, Chairman Ma. Just now, Chairman Ma said that Ping An is entering into the 3.0 era. In the past, Ping An has achieved significant results based on our traditional integrated financial customer service model, in which the products come before services, and our wide range of high-quality financial products have won high recognition from our customers. As our internet financial service platform is becoming very established, and we are exploring a new innovative customer service model in which one service leads to multiple services and then multiple products. In our innovation and practices and experience, we find that if we offer multiple financial and lifestyle services to our offline customers who have migrated online with our internet platform, our customers enjoy that experience and bring us higher conversion rates and migration efficiency. And also our internet finance companies will be able to help our customers better understand our core finance business with our internet services and finally convert them into our customers. This slide shows our user and customer migration model. Above and below, you can see the migration and conversion between internet finance companies and core finance companies. Core finance companies include those traditional financial business lines, and internet finance includes Lufax, Good Doctor, and Haoyi, etc. Well, you can see that the migration between the core finance business companies, well, in 2016, we have 12.35 million migration. And let's look at the migration between internet finance and the core finance. In 2016, migration from core finance to internet finance was 32.92 million. And from internet to core, the migration was 19.77 million. Now let's look at conversion between users and customers. Thanks to our internet plus integrated finance model, we are seeing much higher conversion rates between internet users and customers. In 2015, 5.575 million internet users bought core finance products and became our new customers for core finance companies. And also we have 31.46 million core finance companies offline users be converted into our online customers by registering with our internet finance, service platform. By the end of 2015, we have 57.12 million online customers and 29.71 million customers registered as our app users. And for customers, we mean those who have already bought our financial products. And also, let's look at the growth over the past 2 years. In 2015, migration from internet finance to core finance grew by 73% year-on-year. And migration from core finance to internet finance grew by 145.1% year-on-year. And migration between core finance companies grew by 75.9% year-on-year. And conversion from internet users to new customers of core finance grew by 458.3% year-on-year, and conversion from offline customers of core finance to new internet users grew by 81.8% year-on-year. Now let's look at internet user base. Our internet finance companies have been working to improve our scenario-based lifestyle services, including health, food, accommodation, travel, and entertainment. And core finance companies have been also exploring model innovation and been optimizing our online platform and embedding finance into online self lifestyle services. Now we have accumulated a large internet user base thanks to our innovation and strategy. By the end of 2015, we have 242 million internet users, as mentioned by Peter earlier, up by 75.9% compared with the end of 2014. And now we have 107 app users, about 44.4% of total internet users. Internet finance company's user base is now about 183 million, about 72 million are app users. And all core finance's internet user base was about 132 million, about 52 million were app users. Well, PL has always been working to improve the benefits for our customers. Customers have always been at the center of all our efforts. And to realize the target of one customer, one account, multiple services, and multiple products, we have been exploring to improve our customer-centric operation model, improving customer service and experience. And we have been able to grow our customer base significantly. By the end of 2015, we have 109 million individual customers for core finance products, up by 21.5% compared with the beginning of the year. And Ping An PNC contributed 41.4% in new customer acquisition, and retail contributed 19.4%, Ping An Life 14.7%, credit card 14%. Also, we have achieved good results in cross-selling thanks to big data analytics. In 2015, Ping An cross-selling contributed 15.2% to premium income, Ping An PNC premium income 24.9 billion, and Ping An annuities group short-term insurance premium income was 4.5 billion, cross-selling contributed 43.6%, and health insurance premium income 64 million, up by about 12.2% contribution. And in the past 5 years, we have also seen the results and the fruits of the strategic deployment and model innovation. And we have been deepening our internet finance strategy and achieved a healthy growth. Our total assets grew by 1.1 times in the past 5 years, compound growth rate of 20.2%. Net profit attributable to the parent company grew by 1.8 times in the past 5 years, compound growth rate of 59.9%, and average ROE was 16.3%. And EPS grew by 1.4 times in the past 5 years, and compound growth rate of 24.3%. Now let me hand over to Jason to introduce to you our business results, our financials, specifically in 2015. Thank you, Alex. Now let me go into details on financial analysis and embedded value. As Peter said earlier, in 2015, Ping An maintained steady growth across our business lines. Our consolidated net profit grew by 36% to 65.2 billion RMB. And net profit attributable to the parent company grew to 54.2 billion, up by 38% year-on-year. And basic EPS, 2.98 RMB. And total assets was about 4.77 trillion, up by 19% compared with the end of 2014. And shareholders' equity was about 334.2 billion, up by 16.4% compared with the end of 2014. Weighted average ROE was 17.1%. All our business lines have also seen very good results. Life net profit grew by 21.1% year-on-year, P&C's net profit grew by 42.2% year-on-year, and banking's net profit grew by 11.7%. We have also seen very good results in securities, trust, and asset management company. Contribution by different business lines to net profit attributable to the parent shareholders, you can see from the website. Life contribution 35% about, P&C 23%, and banking about 23% as well. And trust, securities, and asset management company and others contributed about 20%. Now let's look at the 2015 final dividend distribution plan. The BOD also always consider and balance the different needs when formulating profit distribution plan. We will consider the sustainability of profit distribution policies, capital requirements, future business needs, and also our profitability. And our dividend payout base was 18.28 billion shares, almost double the size of last year, and the cash dividend per share is going to be about 0.35 RMB, altogether 3.4 billion, plus the interim dividend of about 3.29 billion. The whole year cash dividend will reach 9.7 billion, up by 48% compared with 2014. So 18% distribution, and this plan will be handed over to shareholders meeting for approval. Now let's look at solvency margin and the CAR. This year, we published two sets of data. One set was based on the older C-ROSS model, and on January the 1st, 2016, the new solvency model will be implemented. So we published the second set of data based on the new solvency model as well. Under the old solvency model and the new solvency model, all the solvency margins of a group as well as the business lines all are at a healthy level. And for insurance business, under the new model, our solvency margin improved a little bit. And there's no impact on Ping An Bank's CAR, which is 10.94%. Last year, we had a 10 billion private placement at the Ping An Bank. Now let's look at the embedded value. It was 552.8 billion, and life with the embedded value is about 327 billion. The group's embedded value grew by 20.5% compared with the beginning of the year. Value of business in-force grew by 29%, and adjusted net asset grew by 15.3%. The embedded value per share was 30.24 RMB, and up by 17.2% compared with 2014 under the same standards. Now let's look at the changes in embedded value for life. The growth in embedded value in 2015 mainly came from changes in new business value and also positive differences in its investment return. Now let's look at the new business value. In 2015, life's new business value was 30.838 billion, up by 40.4% year on year. Life, individualized MCV grew by 45.1%. Bank insurance and group insurance new business value dropped slightly, mainly due to changes in assumption and also changes in business mix. And MBEV margin for life was 31.1%, up by 0.7% year on year. This slide shows the breakdown of our new business value. And this is based on the Dubon analysis. We listed the drivers of our new business value, including premium. And for premium, it mostly depends on the sales and the productivity of our salespeople. And we also look at the MBEV margin. The next slide shows the free surplus of life. As of the end of 2015, the free surplus of life was 38.78 billion, a reduction of about 700 million compared with the beginning of the year. And the contribution of the life business in value grew steadily, increased free surplus by about 39.2 billion, and new business reduced the free surplus by about 34.2 billion. And so if you take away the capital impact, the free surplus of life grew by about 5.6 billion compared with the previous year. And so you can see that we have a very healthy profitability for life. Now let me hand over to Li Yuanxiang to talk about insurance in more details.
Thank you, Jason. Now let me take you through our business overview. In terms of life, our individual life realized rapid and healthy growth.
New business written premium for individual life was 18.4 billion, up by 51% year on year. And we are also seeing rapid growth in agent force and improvement in productivity. We rank number one in the industry in terms of the market share for telemarketing. And the new business value grew by 48.4% for life year on year. And the annuity and other managed asset size grew to over 300 billion RMB in the industry. In terms of P&C, recent premium income for 2015 was 164 billion, up by 14.5% year on year. Market share 19.4%, up by 0.5% year on year. Also, we have maintained high quality in P&C business and a strong profitability. Combined ratio was 95.6%. Now let me go into more details on life. In 2015, we continue to adhere to the principle of a value-based business. And we are expanding different channels, including individual life, bank insurance, telemarketing, and internet. And this has led to sustained healthy and robust growth in our embedded value and size. Life's written premium size was about 299.8 billion, up by 18.6% year on year. Premium income grew by 21.2% year on year. In terms of telemarketing and internet channel, the two channels realized a written premium of 15.5 billion, up by 66.1%. And for telemarketing, the written premium was about 12.9 billion and continued its strong growth. We ranked number one in industry in terms of market share, and internet contributed 2.5 billion written premium. And most of these written premium were not from wealth management products. And for individualized business, written premium was 269.1 billion. Up by 19.4% year on year, and first year regular premium was 76.2 billion, up by 51.3% year on year, and renewal written premium was 188.6 billion, up by 9.6% year on year. For bank insurance, we continue to focus on value creation based on market changes. And written premium for 2015 was 12.9 billion, a slight decrease year on year. For insurance, we are also focusing on its product innovation and the multiple channels.
Written premium for digital marketing was 17.7 billion, up by 31.4% year-on-year. Now let's look at agents and productivity. We've been enhancing the base of our agents, and we've been improving the management of agents as of the end of 2015. Now we have about 870,000 agents for individual life, up by 36.9% compared with the beginning of the year. We have also seen a steady increase in agents' income. The surpassing monthly income was about 5,154 RMB. As Jason mentioned earlier, the productivity of our agents also saw steady improvement. While the agent number is increasing rapidly, the per capita monthly first year written premium was 7,236, and also the per capita monthly new policy increased to 1.2.
While maintaining robust growth of business scale, the number of life customers continue to grow. Policy persistency ratio keep a very good growth as well, and keep a very good performance as well. As of end of 2015, the number of individual customers reached 41.233 million, an increase of 10.4%. 13-month and 25-month policy persistency ratio were 90.9% and 86.4% respectively. Next is the life business structure. We continue to promote the sales of guaranteed products and high insured amount policy to optimize our product structure. Participating and individual life are still our two major products, but percentage drop. Traditional life, accident and health insurance proportion continue to pick up. The proportion of traditional and health insurance, the proportion already reached almost 45%. Next, about Ping An annuity business. As of end of 2015, the annuity, the investment assets under management in annuity and invested assets reached 135.48 billion and 127.226 billion RMB, up by 25.3% and 42.5% respectively, maintaining the leading position in China's annuity and pension insurance company. Next, about P&C. In 2015, P&C business realized a premium income of 163.955 billion RMB, up by 14.5%. Automobile insurance income reached 131.117 billion RMB. While maintaining steady growth of business size, we stick to innovation and innovative development. We use new technology and big data. We further enhance our risk screening and cost optimization capability, leading the industry, and we also enhance the resource utilization efficiency and maintain a good profitability. Combined ratio 95.6%, and loss ratio continue to drop. Also, in terms of the channel contribution, cross-selling and the channel marketing realized premium income of 75.465 billion RMB, up by 21.6%. The proportion among the premium income of P&C business reached 46%. That's to say, cross-selling and telemarketing, telesales are our major channels, contributing 46%. Auto dealer channel premium income reached 33.892 billion RMB, up by 15.9%. Channel contribution reached 20.7%. With the rapid development of technology and the changes of market environment, mobile internet, cloud computing, and other emerging technologies and information technologies continue to affect financial service. We seek to develop finance by technology and explore the application of new technology so that we can establish our differentiation and core competitiveness. E-service app and the smart store, as well as the application of facial recognition technology used by Ping An Life, continue to enhance our quality and efficiency. Now we already have about 30 million users for the e-service app. We also launched the Ping An car owner app platform, which provides one-stop car live consumption service for the car owners. At the same time, using big data, we discover customer needs, and we launched the CAM service model combining O2O, and the development of internet strategy continues to deepen. And that is the content for insurance. Next, please welcome President Shao for the introduction of Ping An Bank performance. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Li. Next, I would like to talk to you and report to you about the performance of PAB in 2015. In 2015, overall business size and the profit growth of PAB continue to remain steady. Loan and deposit growth lead the industry, and the balance sheet structure, asset and liability structure continue to be optimized. NIS and NIM continue to increase year on year, while maintaining steady growth of size. Efficiency of the business operation continues to be improved. Cost income ratio dropped substantially. Business structure continues to be optimized. Net non-interest income proportion continues to pick up. PAB promotes the construction of industry-specific BU. We also developed the industry fund. We spaced up the product innovation, and we have started the exploration of the big asset management and the big investment bank business. And also, we are the first to launch the internet of things finance product for the movable financial product. And this makes use of the product and its financial attribution for those circulated products, so that we launch the traditional supply chain finance reform. And this control, we are also active in responding to the challenges. We conduct the comprehensive risk management and continue to enlarge provision and recovery and collection. Asset quality very stable, and CR ratio reached the regulatory requirement. As of end of 2015, total assets 2.51 trillion RMB, up by 14.7%. We have a total of 1.73 trillion RMB deposits, up by 13.1%. Loan and advances reach almost 1.22 trillion RMB, up by 18.7%. Business size continue to increase. In 2015, PAB realized net profit of 21.865 billion RMB, up by 10.4%. Profitability continue to remain stable. In terms of business structure and business operation efficiency, we now start to see the optimization of the investment input and output efficiency. Cost income ratio was 31.31%, dropped by 5.02%. The improvement is better than the other peers and at the leading level in the industry. By optimizing the business structure, we realized net non-interest income of 30.064 billion RMB, up by 47.7%. It now takes up 31.26% in the operating income, up by 3.52%. NIS and NIM are 2.63% and 2.77% respectively, up by 0.23 and 0.2% respectively. Lastly, let's look at asset quality and the risk control. Subject to macroeconomic impacts, some companies suffer business difficulties and with lower financing capability, and they start to delay the payment of loans and delay the payment of interest. Therefore, asset quality of PAB are affected in a certain degree. As of end of 2015, the outstanding NPL reached 17.645 billion RMB, NPL ratio 1.45%. We are proactive to face the challenges. We implement comprehensive risk management, and we continue to enlarge provisioning and recovery. And the end of 2015, the provision reached 30.485 billion RMB, increased by 15.474 billion RMB, up by almost 103.1%. End of 2015, Provision to loan ratio 2.41%, up by 0.35% compared with 2014 year end. Provision coverage ratio 165.686%. While the whole industry faces asset quality issue, our bank's provision coverage ratio drop is less than the industry average. We continue to optimize the loan structure so that we can avoid the risk and mitigate the potential risk. And we control the incremental business risk and improve the risk control system in order to maintain steady growth. Next, I would like to welcome Mr. Chen to introduce you about the AMC business. Thank you. Thank you, President Shao. Next, I would like to report to you about asset management business. First of all, the overview of 2015's AMC business. In terms of the insurance fund investment, we take into consideration the requirements of profitability, safety, and liquidity, and we choose the asset allocation model which can optimize the risk and the return ratio. And we continue to enlarge the fixed income asset investment. We realize the net investment yield of 5.8%, up by 0.5%. At the same time, we actively catch the market opportunities and allocate equity assets. And we realize total investment yield of 7.8%, which was the record in recent years. In terms of risk control, we improve the quantitative risk control system, and we improve the insurance fund investment risk alarming and risk monitoring, and we have established the risk management system. We strengthen the pre-event, during event, and post-event risk control process so that we guarantee the safety and the return of the insurance fund. In terms of the security business, Ping An Security realized good results in its strategic transformation. Net profit reached historic record, and brokerage business internet transformation realized good results. Asset management business side continue to make breakthrough. Trust business, Ping An Trust also promoted the business model transformation. Its income and profit continue to grow steadily. At the same time, it optimized the business structure and strictly control project risk. Ping An AMC continue to leverage its professional investment advantage and catch the market opportunity. At the same time, we enhance the insurance fund's investment yield and promote business innovation and improve risk management level. The third-party business has a substantial and very good performance. Next, let's look at the investment yield and income of its insurance fund. 2015, we realized net investment income of 84.74 billion RMB, up by 27.1%, net investment yield of 5.8%, up by 0.5%. At the same time, we catch the market opportunity. Now the net realized and unrealized income reached 34.278 billion RMB. Overall, in 2015, insurance funds realized the total investment income of 114.75 billion RMB, up by 80.1% year-on-year. Total investment yield reached 7.8%, reached the highest record in recent years. So that is about the performance of the insurance fund. Next, let's look at the allocation of investment of the insurance assets. As of end of 2015, in the portfolio of the insurance funds, fixed income investments reached 77.7%, dropped by 2%. Equity investments took up 16.2%, up by 2.1%, mainly as the increase of proportion of preferred stock and the bond fund. In terms of the asset allocation, we take into consideration various factors, and we take care of profitability, safety, and liquidity, and we choose the allocation proposal which can help us reach the best match between risk and the return. While the risk is controllable, under this prerequisite, we promote and launch other financial products, preferred stock and high dividend stock, as well as overseas asset investment. In this way, we enrich the insurance fund's investment type and enhance the stability of yield. In terms of risk control, we actively respond to the C-ROSS as well as the five-grade classification of assets, as well as the internal control and audit for the insurance fund application, in order to improve market risk and credit risk competitive risk control system. We also improve the risk alarm and monitoring efficiency, timeliness, and at the same time, we establish a group investment risk management system covering all assets. And we promote the standardized internal credit rating tools so that we improve the credit rating system and counterparty management system. We strengthen the investment risk control procedures covering pre-events, during events, and post-events so that we guarantee that the risk within the controllable and acceptable range, we can guarantee the safety and the yield of the insurance fund. Let's look at the security business. Ping An Security stick to the strategic transformation and catch market opportunity. It effectively follows the market pace and speed. 2015 realized the operating income of 9.31 billion RMB, up by 143.3%, net profit 2.478 billion, the highest in record, up by 168.2%. Brokery business, internet transformation, with very good results. Full year, incremental customers reached 2.93 million, up by 28.3 times compared with last year, exceeding 2 times of the existing customers, total existing customer numbers. And the incremental customer market share ranks number three in the market. The asset management business also realized breakthrough business size reached 237 billion RMB, up by 44.9% compared with year end of 2014. Now let's look at trust business. Facing this, can asset management business competition from outside, as well as the lack of sustainable development in the industry, Ping An Trust continue to promote business transformation, while at the same time, we maintain steady growth for the performance. 2015, trust business realized operating income of 8.366 billion RMB, up by 42.8%. It realized net profit of 2.912 billion RMB, up by 31.6%. In terms of trust business structure and the risk control, as of December 31st, 2015, assets under management by trust reached 558.435 billion RMB, up by 39.7% compared with end of 2014. Ping An Trust continued to adjust business structure, the asset management type as well as investment type trust asset management size continued to increase. Financing trust asset management size continued to drop. Financing type trust proportion dropped from 43.9% as of end of 2014 to 29%, among which the real estate financing trust percentage dropped from 13.5% to 8.3%. Ping An Trust continue to strictly control project risk. We stick to the philosophy that risk creates value, risk control meets the market. Combining the professionalism of trust and the detailed risk management of commercial banks, we build up the risk control system, which featured by full participation, whole process control and management, and the full coverage of business. Now let's look at Ping An AMC's third-party asset management business. The third-party asset management business continues to pioneer in innovation. We continue to enrich product categories and improve the construction pipeline, product pipeline. We improve product management and the marketing support level. The size and the income continue to grow steadily. As of end of 2015, the asset under management by third-party asset management reached 245.722 billion RMB, increased by 45.1% compared with end of 2014. The asset management fee income reached 1.389 billion RMB, increased by 91.3%. The above is the report for the performance of AMC business. Next, I would like to welcome Madam Chen, the COO of the group, to talk to you about internet finance business. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Thank you, team. Next, I would like to introduce to you about the development of internet finance. Our internet finance business covers so many different aspects, including healthcare, food, living, travel, and leisure and entertainment. You see, in terms of traffic and the value, we have achieved very good results. Next, I would like to introduce to you about the different internet finance companies' performance. First of all, Lufax. In terms of the users, Lufax continues to attract a lot of investors. As of end of last year, we have 18.31 million registered users. Incremental users also, the increase is 257.6%. Active investor users reached 3.63 million, up by 10 times. And also you see about two-thirds of them are at the mobile site. And the total scale is about, we can see the total transaction of the institution is 878.8 billion. And also, we can see that the individual side is 733.9 billion and the institution now is 1.08 billion. And also, we can see that end of 2015, the different kinds of payment business, the payment transaction volume reached 1.57 trillion. And e-wallet app registered users reached over 45 million, monthly active rate 15.3%. And for loyalty business platform, loyalty points registered users exceeded 96 million. And also we have already paid about 6.5 billion RMB for the loyalty points. And next, let's look at the Pingnan Haofang and Puhui. Puhui continues to be one of the largest individual consumption finance and micro business financial service provider. By combining the online and offline, now we have achieved very good results. Now, the incremental loan for Puhui financial business reached 48.3 billion, and also we have accumulated individual borrowers of 1.24 million RMB with an accumulated loan amount of 99 billion RMB, and we have about 552 outlets for offline loan and service. And for Pingnan Haofang, we can see that the Anlanju app, we just launched it in November last year, but we already have almost 7 million registered users. Next, I would like to introduce to you about the health internet and one account. Pingnan Doctor, Pingnan Hao Yixian Li platform last year, we already provided the service to over 30 million. As of end of February, the number already reached over 50 million. We actually ranked number 2 in the free downloads. And also monthly active users, actually we already exceeded about 1.3 million. And the daily inquiry peak number reached over 120,000. And also we have already signed about 40,000 external physicians. And for internal Citizen, we have a team of about 900 people providing 24 hours online free inquiry services. And also for the one account, as of end of 2015, we have registered users of almost 100 million and monthly active users reach 18 million. And apart from providing account management, financial management, wealth management, credit management, we now also provide this underwriting service. We now already work with over 400 financial institutions and also the life application institutions. The accumulated authorized credit check over 40 million. So next we will enter the Q&A session. Thank you.